91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Leah Vandenberg. Another earthquake has rocked Japan, prompting warnings of possible tsunamis. The Japan Meteorological Agency issued a tsunami warning for a wave of up to 1 meter. The 7.1 magnitude quake struck off the coast of the Miyagi Prefecture about 345 kilometers from Tokyo. It was the same location as the March earthquake. This comes almost a month after that earthquake, the 9.2 magnitude one. Hundreds of aftershocks have shaken the northeast region after March's earthquake, but few have been over 7.0. It's a race against time and nuclear radiation as Japanese search teams try to find thousands of missing bodies before they decompose in the country's northeast. Nearly a month after a powerful earthquake and tsunami devastated Japan's northeast coast, more than 14,000 people are still missing. Reporter Sarah DiLorenzo says authorities can't be sure how many bodies they'll find.
The area that they're looking could have a couple thousand bodies. They have a couple thousand missing, so they're not sure how many they're going to find. The other factor here is that a lot of bodies might have been washed out to sea and might never be found.
Meanwhile, recent progress at a crippled nuclear power plant appears to have slowed the release of radiation. Technicians are pumping nitrogen into the chamber of a reactor in order to reduce a risk of a hydrogen explosion. Get in the car, close the door, and don't forget to put on that seatbelt. The Quinte West OPP are going on a seatbelt blitz during the month of April. In March, they found 38 people who had to learn the hard way about the seatbelt lesson. In April, they'll be doing traffic initiatives to make sure everyone is buckled up. They have named April Seatbelt Month. Thousands of Ontario drivers will get a break after some changes at the Drive Clean program. Emissions tests are required every 2 years once a vehicle turns 5 years old. Government sources say those tests will be delayed until it hits 7 years old. The rules are changing because it believes the technology has improved in both cars and in the tests themselves. The formal announcement from the government is expected within the next few weeks. Staff from Lower Trent Conservation will be at the Trenton Greenbelt Conservation Area next Monday to pick up litter along the trails and riverbanks. LTC is hoping to bring awareness to the Quinte Trash Bash that is taking place throughout the Quinte region on Saturday, April 16th. Trash Bash is a one-day litter cleanup campaign that is held every year in the Quinte area. And Loyalist College is having a cleanup of their own on campus. Tomorrow from 9:30 until noon, students will be doing their part in making the campus a little greener. And according to Dave Templar, residence coordinator, the college is showing enthusiasm for the event.
There's an underlying hope here. It's if people are taking place or anyone witnesses that, you know, others picking up their garbage, not necessarily theirs, but ours as a whole, that maybe it instills a sense of pride in our campus and in our environment.
Leaving Green in Quinte also takes place this weekend, with a show and expo at Loyalist College on Saturday and a Living Green bus tour on Sunday. As part of her whistle-stop tour from Toronto to Montreal, Green Party leader Elizabeth May will be in Belleville tomorrow. May will visit the Via Rail station and she's expected to arrive around 8:40 a.m. Local candidates will be there and available to the press. Conservative leader Stephen Harper is talking tax relief today as he tries to win crucial votes in suburban Toronto. Harper is promising to double the amount that can be put in tax-free savings accounts to $10,000.
This is another major step forward to allow Canadians to keep more of their hard-earned money and to save and invest in their own priorities.
The plan to double contributions would not take effect until the federal budget is balanced, projected for the 2015-2016 year. He got life for murdering a 14-year-old girl, and now David Bagshaw is charged with trying to kill a fellow inmate at Millhaven Penitentiary. Bagshaw was 17 when he stabbed Stephanie Rengel on New Year's Day in 2008, leaving her to die in a snowbank outside her Toronto home. He is now accused of attacking another inmate with a weapon on March 20th. The inmate suffered severe injuries and Bagshaw was shot and wounded when corrections officers intervened. Another inmate was also shot in the incident and died of his wounds. The Burlington woman accused of faking cancer to get money and attention will be in court today. Ashley Carillo is facing 6 counts of fraud. She's accused of defrauding a woman for $7,400 that was collected through a fundraiser. Carillo shaved her head and plucked her eyelashes to trick people into believing she was receiving chemotherapy. bad weather is hampering search efforts in Oregon for a missing couple from British Columbia. Baker City Police Sergeant Kirk McCormick says crews are having trouble completing air searches because of snow. A storm grounded planes yesterday afternoon, and more rain or snow is in the forecast for today. However, McCormick says there is no evidence Albert and Rita Chrétien are victims of foul play.
Something you have to consider is that something happened while they were driving, or it could just be that sometimes people change their plans, change their travel plans, and don't let family members know.
McCormick says police have received over 100 tips on the Chrétiens. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is asking U.S. President Barack Obama to put a stop to NATO airstrikes on Libya.
With the Libyan revolution in a stalemate, Muammar Gaddafi has written a pleading letter to President Obama, addressing him as Dear Son, Excellency Barack Hussein Abu Umama. He is asking President Obama to do what he can to stop what he calls an unjust war. But Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has dismissed Gaddafi's plea, saying he knows what he needs to do, withdraw his forces, and leave Libya. Jeffrey Kaufman, ABC News, Tripoli.
That's 91X News to 1206. Ashley Gale has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value. Like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a lemon blueberry slim sensation muffin and a small premium roast coffee, all only $1.39 plus tax, every day. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
The Picton Pirates... Good afternoon. I'm Ashley Gale with 91X Sports. The Picton Pirates are playing the Alliston Hornets tonight. It's the first of four games for these two teams in the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. The game starts at 8 o'clock. Wellington Dukes also play Oakville at home Friday. The game starts at 7:30. The Calgary Flames have lost their spark as dreams of being in the playoffs turn to ashes. Calgary defeated the Oilers 6-1, but wins by Chicago and Anaheim ended postseason hopes. There's still three Canadian teams in the playoffs. Montreal's in Ottawa, and the Vancouver Canucks play Minnesota Wild. There's only two games left to go in the round robin. Canada's Jeff Doughton has already wrapped up first place at the Ford World Curling Championships. Canada has 9 straight wins under its belt and is finishing up today against China and Norway before heading into playoff action Friday. A win there and the Canadians advance to the final. They're off at the Masters after a ceremonial first ball tee-off by Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. A half dozen players have a chance to be number one in the world, a list that includes Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. Woods says all the hoopla surrounding his return to golf at last year's Masters seemed to have subsided.
This week, and last year was last year. You know, this year is this year, and I have the same opportunity as everybody else. My main focus is to get ready and be prepared and, you know, come the first tee shot, be all cylinders go.
Mike Weir is a lone Canadian at the event. It's a busy afternoon in baseball. There's 10 games today, starting off with Boston and Cleveland at noon. The Toronto Blue Jays step up to bat at 12:30. Left-hander Ricky Romero makes his second start, looking for a sweep over visiting Oakland. The Jays are waiting word on shortstop Yunel Escobar, who was sent to the hospital to undergo tests after suffering a head injury, sliding into third base during last night's 5-3 win over Athletics. It's been more than 3 years since Barry Bonds was first indicted, and his federal trial is coming to an end. Today, Bonds' lawyer and federal prosecutors will spend several hours delivering their closing arguments to a jury of 8 women and 4 men. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston will also instruct the jury how to view the evidence and come to a decision on the 4 charges pending against Bonds. After that, the jury will begin deliberations. The record-setting baseball star is charged with 3 counts of lying to a grand jury in December 2003. He's also charged with obstructing that jury's investigation of sports doping. Bonds' lawyer rested their case Wednesday without calling any witnesses, including the home run king, to the witness stand. Today will be the trial's 12th day. Send us your team or league scores, email sports@menonex.fm. That's sports. Here's Leah Vandenberg with Menonex weather.
Today, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon. Fog patches dissipating this morning, a high of 9. Tonight, clear, low of minus 5. Friday, sunny with a high of 11. Saturday, cloudy with 40% chance of showers, a high of 11. And Sunday, cloudy, 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms, a high of 14. At 12:10, it's 3 degrees, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Leah Vandenberg with Ashley Gale. News is next at 1.
91X News has been brought to you by McDonald's.